The agents had no inkling about the community, given the information to
exactly,
the
yeah.
And it's complete false information.
Our main thing we was getting with, is it too far out?
Yeah.
The buyer's just always growing.
But in terms of Talal, how did it handle the weather conditions?
There was some leaking from the balcony where the water could gather there, coming in through the bedroom, but it's a natural disaster. Lad.
He's been quiet, hasn't he? Hello and welcome back to that Talal Al-Ghaf podcast, episode number 10. It's obviously been a while since we've done one of these, but we have recently got a new team member.
Welcome mate.
How are we?
Introduce yourself, Josh.
Yeah, so I'm Josh. You might have seen us on another podcast before.
Been about a 5-hour podcast.
So obviously the team here, they were looking to obviously expand the team. They needed someone to come and specialise in like the E-lands and Auras and Aura Gardens. So I said, you know what? I fancy a change. I could see Talal how much up and coming it is as a community.
Yeah.
So I've come in to obviously build and make the team a lot stronger and bigger. So
that's it. Yeah.
Because addition's the same.
That's it.
It's a great addition, mate.
But yeah, obviously, like we say, it's been a couple of months since we last did our previous podcast. So there's got a lot to talk about, hasn't there?
Yeah.
I think the first thing that we're going to discuss is about the recent delays, which are obviously quite unfortunate because I know a lot of people expecting to rent, they're expecting to move in. But what's the sort of place on that?
He's smirking already. He's not missing out.
Don't worry.
Well, I mean, so Harmony 2 and Harmony 3, right, is the main delays. Harmony 1, original handover date was scheduled for December last year. Slight delay on that, but all in all, on track, handovers are happening now. There's been quite a few people that have got their keys already. Obviously, Harmony 2 has been pushed back to December this year.
Yeah.
I think everyone was probably expecting a delay. I mean, one thing, every cloud and all.
Every cloud has a silver light.
Every cloud has a silver light, yeah. What I'm trying to say is that the closer we get to handover, obviously, interest picks up. The longer the handover is, then more people know about the community. More buyers are coming to us week on week. So, you know, at least we know they're doing it right.
Yeah.
I think it's quite strange that we haven't seen a drop off in prices though, given the delay. You know, it's not a great thing to happen.
I think it's just the quality though, I'll be honest.
Everyone knows.
Yeah, that's
true. Like I've never been into the Harmony before until last week when I took one of my buyers in there.
Yeah.
And we compared it to the bios and you can see why the prices are only going up and staying.
Yeah. Everyone's saying the same
people
thing.
People and you're realizing the quality compared to it.
Yeah.
Sure. Any other communities, you get those kind of delays, the prices are dropping.
It's quite common, isn't it? You know, most communities nowadays, it might not be a major delay, but it might be a 6-month, 12-month delay.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen it in other communities like Dubai Hills, like
I think everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
I think that's just
so. I think, you know, overall, it's not been major. So it is a positive, and I think the feedback, as you say, regarding the handed over properties has been very, very positive.
Been very good.
The quality is second to none. So, and then also Aura 1, 2, and 3. I think we've, you know, heard from a couple of owners that have received an email recently.
Yeah. Aura's delayed, Aura 1 and 2 in November, right? This year, and Aura Gardens December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, not the most ideal situation, but at the end of the day, payment plans have been paused. So, they're not going to have to make, you know, that final 5% payment until they get the keys later on in the year.
Yeah.
So that makes, you know, well, helps them out massively, doesn't it?
It does.
Lanai Island, quite a major news in the community.
This week, yeah. A friend of ours to Lanai Island sold 207 million, was it?
$207 million.
I think it was the final two as well, wasn't it? There's now no more.
I believe so, yeah.
I didn't know there was two left. May have been a cancellation.
Mm-hmm. But obviously, there's only a total of 26, 28, is it, in the Nile?
Some achievement, that as well.
I know, it is.
One deal as well.
Yeah. 207 million.
I think it's crazy. It just shows that the point I guess we're making is that the value of Talal Al-Ghaf, right? So it's off plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a ready community. People didn't know Majid Al Futtaim and what the quality would be like before Talal Al-Ghaf was launched.
Yeah.
And then people are buying two units for 100 million each.
Exactly, yeah, with nothing to even see. Obviously, you've got the Serenity show villa, but nobody
knows. You've got the renters,
but people are purely you know, they've based that purchase off looking at Elan townhouses and Harmony Villas, the quality of those, and Serenity, and imagining how much better these villas are going to be. It just shows, like you say, the trust in the developer.
And we bang on about community as well so much, don't we? Obviously, there's a limited amount of units in the whole community. They've got so much planned for what it's going to be. So it's going to be a good place to live.
Obviously, just to touch on Serenity, there is, I think that's the final community now, isn't it, whereby there's still a few bits off left there directly from the developer.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned just around the 10 mark, isn't it? There's not many left.
There's not many.
But again, we're getting to the stage now where everything is pretty much secondary.
Yeah.
So
Transactions have slowed down a little bit as well, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't know about you guys. I think at the start of this year, first 3 months of this year was just ridiculously busy.
Yeah.
Transactions were happening a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously, Eid, the floods.
Yeah, exactly.
Slowed it down slightly, but then even
kids were off school for 2 weeks before that. Past month, not too much has happened. There's been a lot of transactions in Elan where the mortgage buyers can purchase
price ranges
with the price. For Elan.
So you look at like the three beds, you're probably around about the 3 million mark.
Yeah,
and they'd sell instantly today because they are quite high in demand at the moment. Mm-hmm. Like we've got so many buyers,
especially a vacant one.
If you got one at a good price, you'd be able to sell it today. And then the four beds, you're looking around about 3.6, 3.7 max, really. Like if you want to go quickly.
Depends on plot sizes.
Plot sizes, locations, everything. Yeah.
I think they're quite similar to the Aura Gardens now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are,
Townhouse-wise, anyway.
Yeah.
Three, even four beds, I think. Even though we've still got another, 8 months until handover for that community, they've reached the sort of same position where Elan is at.
Yeah.
And
it's because obviously people have already seen what Elan's capable of getting to now. So now they've already anticipated that. So they've already got to that mark already. Yeah. So as a community-wise, it's... they are probably the best townhouses I've seen so far, to be honest.
And I know, obviously, you mentioned just there about last week and the floods. Since the last time we did a podcast, the weather here in Dubai was...
crazy.
It was crazy. It's
been the, been the maddest week. Since I've been
felt
in Dubai.
Like I was in a zombie apocalypse.
For a few days, wasn't it? It was just chaos around the holiday.
But
in terms of Talal, how did it handle the weather from this year?
So I've spoken to a few people that live... only in Harmony, and they've checked the units after and pleasantly surprised in terms of, you've seen videos of buildings underwater in the basement and people with first floors, second floors, second floor got flooded, my cousin's in the penthouse in the wild, but just flooding everywhere, right? But
general,
who's your cousin?
But I think the general consensus really for Talal Al Ghaf as a whole, for Elan and Harmony, to the two communities that have handed over, it's been quite good, isn't it? You know, everywhere in Dubai has had minor leaks or even major leaks where they've had floods, but Harmony and Elan, you know, have had very, very
community
good.
As a whole, like the roads weren't affected, I've been told by people who lived there, weren't affected. Obviously in Elan townhouses there was some leaking from the balcony where the water could gather there coming in through the bedroom, but you know, it's a natural disaster. Like, it's the most rain,
the amount of water,
the most
75 years, wasn't it, or something?
75 years, the most rain. So it's, you know, it's naturally going to happen, but like you said, it held up well.
I actually seen a stat on the news. It said something like more rain in one day in Dubai than there was in 4 years in London.
I think it was a full month in Dubai for like a full month's worth in London, or something like that, which is still ridiculous. It rains every single day.
And then your villa or townhouse to be not badly affected is
and
it shows the quality again, doesn't it?
It does.
Back to how they've developed these properties, and it's only positive for the, you know, the next few years when they're releasing the LAs, the Serenity.
That's a classic.
I'm not so bad. What about the stack? Not impressed.
They got it wrong, weren't you? They got it wrong.
On 4 years sounded bad.
Sorry, I should have guessed.
And then obviously I actually had a question from an owner saying, how do we think the upgrade options are going to add value to the property in comparison to the price? Obviously, Aura have got the multiple options that you can pick. Same with Harmony. And I think even the Aura Garden townhouses have these options as well. What do we think in terms of...
Hasn't really shown itself yet, has it?
Yeah. I don't think... I don't think it, you see a massive difference in terms of the resale value. It's just more the quality of living, right?
Yeah.
It's not gonna add 500,000 dirham if you have the joinery redone,
yeah,
or something like that. But it does make a difference, and it does. Where obviously there's a lot of the same units in all of these communities, it does make a difference when you come to resell something. And if something has upgraded or something doesn't,
yeah,
it's not necessarily going to be reflected massively in the price.
Yeah.
But in terms of interest, and
I think one in regards to the, you know, if someone is to rent their unit out, mm-hmm. if they have the integrated appliances, if they have a home automation, that can make a difference. You know, mm-hmm. they might get an extra 20,000, or, you know, I don't know how much.
It all comes down to culture as well. Because I had the client out last week to Harmony, mm-hmm. and my client is English, so he wanted an open kitchen, because obviously we have, in our culture, we like a sociable kitchen where we could all talk.
Yeah.
But the owners talking that most of the other owners are put in closed kitchens because mm-hmm. you don't want the smells from the kitchen when they're cooking to be infested into the
living. That's the thing with Dubai.
Just all depends.
It's always the same in Dubai. You go see properties with crazy furniture to us, but other people will love it. So it's hard to cater for everyone. Like you said, with the upgrades, it won't necessarily add huge amount of value, but it's all buyer dependent, isn't it? It depends which buyer comes at the right time. So
if you have something like, obviously this is a completely different caliber or upgrade, but if you have the pool and the landscaping done, for example, on a layer, then obviously that would definitely...
Of course, it does
add value.
That's it. And obviously, we've had a couple of other projects surrounding Talal Al Ghaf been released recently. What effect is that having on Talal? You know, we've got Ingmar Oasis, we've got other communities that, you know, they've spent a lot of money. And is it making a difference in the market? Is it making a difference in prices?
Not right now. Not right now, because it's you know, Talal's handing over now. That's been the massive appeal about it. Obviously, the quality and everything, but it's the only... townhouses and villas handing over 2024-25. Mm-hmm. Everything else is coming in the next 3, 4, 5 years. So then it will start to affect the market. But currently, as it stands, not really. Nothing is in competition.
No.
But there's no competition, realistically.
I agree. I think that it's healthy as well, right? So you know that, you know, when we first started in the area, the main thing we was getting with, is it too far out? Dubai's just always growing.
Yeah.
So now you've got...
In the south, isn't it?
Never exactly, there. Yeah. You've got a developer like Ingmar, who have seen the value and probably seen what's happened with Talal Al Ghaf and how much interest there is.
Yeah, for sure.
And now they're putting the master community slightly further out than Talal, so it's all gonna be an area, a livable area.
Yeah.
So it's just gonna keep growing.
Yeah. Has anyone got any sort of hot listings or stuff that they want to sort of talk about?
I think between all of us, we've all got a lot of stock, kind of where at the price point where things have transacted.
Yeah.
It's just the buyer inquiries coming through, speaking with all agents in Dubai at the moment. There's a lot less buyers. There's a lot of mortgage buyers coming into the market, but obviously, as we know, Talal, unless it's Eland or Harmony One, has to be a cash buyer. And, you know, there's not as many in the market at the moment. So Eland and Harmony One, there is buyers there for it, but everything else, there is definitely less buyers in the market.
I think just to touch on what you just said there as well, one thing, I've probably said it on the podcast before, and I know that there is a lot of buyers that do know this, but if you are looking in an area, I think it's always best. I mean, even for me, when I'm looking to buy here, pick a specialist, deal with maybe one or two specialists in the area, just so you get a range of different properties and stick with them. Because how many times we've seen this year where a buyer will come in the market, they're serious, but they'll mess it up for themselves because they're speaking to 5, 6 different
bouncing programs. Around, don't they? Just fix the price that they end up paying.
The agents that don't know anything about the community are giving the information to
And
it's complete false information.
Yeah.
And it's just knocking their price runners off. Yeah.
All those same agents who these buyers think they're, you know, going to benefit from using many agents, they're all going to the same sellers.
Yeah.
The sellers think there's loads of buyers in the market, and then they end up increasing the market themselves.
Yeah.
And there's only one or two buyers in the market by reaching out to different agents. It is literally the worst thing you could do as a buyer by reaching out to different agents, because we all really work in the same stock. Others are more specialists in the area. Others will dabble in different areas. But like you say, I think that's the most important thing. If you're going to buy in a community, you need to find an agent you really trust and believe that they are the most knowledgeable in the area and just stick with them. Because let them speak to the other agents.
Exactly. Well, I've had it, sorry to interrupt, I was going to say, I've had it so... I would say 2 or 3 times this year where I've had a buyer directly and the buyer's been offered my unit through other brokers that I've given it to. Obviously, yeah. we have a big network between us of other specialists in the area that we all work together. And what they're doing is that where they're speaking with so many different people, that it's detrimental to themselves, right?
Yeah, that's it. I think
Same thing goes for sellers as well. If sellers give their unit out to, you know, loads of different agents as well, same thing happens there as well. The buyers then think this seller's desperate because loads of agents are offering me this unit rather than one agent who knows what they're doing. Let them look after the property. Let them be your one point of contact. Yeah. And then, you know, you don't have to stress about having to speak to so many different people, getting different information from everyone. It's the easiest way for you to do business by selecting one agent you trust who you believe has your best interest at heart.
Sure.
You tend to find that the buyers as well, obviously, because you obviously can't get mortgage on a lot of the stuff in Talal yet, because it is off plan.
Yeah.
These buyers, I've got a lot of cash to play with, and they do know they aren't stupid people.
Mm-hmm.
So if other agents are saying stuff to other sellers and you're trying to get the information across and the seller's like, no, I'm holding out for this, you know, and then you're trying to go back to your buyer to stall them. Yeah. These buyers are like, don't waste my time. I don't want nothing to do with it because I'm here to make a purchase. I know the market value. If I don't want it, that's fine.
That's
and then,
enough,
and then the seller will come back later and go, oh, is that buyer still available?
Yeah.
And then I've seen as well where agents say we've got the same buyer. An agent would go and tell that buyer they can get it for a price lower than is actually even possible. Yeah, maybe a price the seller previously wanted, or they're thinking in their head, oh, I'll be able to negotiate with the seller down to this price.
Yeah.
And it messes up the buyer's expectations. Therefore, the seller has no leverage on the sale anymore.
Yeah. Just one thing before we go, I just thought Gaff Woods.
Yes. Yeah. We obviously don't have all the information at the moment, do we? They're launching. Hopefully next month. We're aware it's just apartments, right?
It's just apartments,
And it's location-wise near sort of Global Village, IMG. But again, Majid Al-Futtaim, we know what the quality's like. Bit different to what we're expecting in Talal Al Gaf, where you've got townhouses, villas, mansions, etc. So, you know, it's different. And I think you've got a few people that have been interested already.
Fair amount, yeah. There seems to be a lot of buzz around it. I think because obviously Talal Al Gaf was the first, as you said, townhouse villa mansion community by Majid Al-Futtaim. And now Gaff Woods is going to be the first apartment community by them. So everyone's expecting, no doubt, that the prices will be different and it will be a different community. But everyone's expecting that it's still a flagship apartment community. Mm-hmm. So this should no doubt be a good.
Yep. Well, I agree. Anything else? Anyone want to add?
That's it.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you very much. And we'll see you in the next one.
Thanks, guys.